Fine.
This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Welcome to Business Insanity Talk Radio. This is your host, Barry Maltz. This is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is show number 309. This episode is provided by Sage One, an online accounting and business services solution for every small business. It's also provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. Well, we're going into 2015, and a lot of small business owners are short on cash. I'm going to show you where you have hidden pockets of money right in your own business. I want to also welcome to our show my co-host, Daniel Maltz.
Thanks for having me. And we are also going to be talking about non-compete agreements and are they really enforceable?
But coming up, what are you doing to update your marketing plan for the new year? Here to help is Jeff Fetterman. He's a Senior Vice President and General Manager in YP's Digital Region, responsible for online and mobile advertising solutions for small business. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Appreciate it. The first question a lot of small business owners are going to say is, what marketing plan, right?
Right, exactly.
So where do small business owners start?
Yeah, so, you know, it's really important, obviously, for a business, big or small, right, that the plans, I mean, if we're already late, right, talking about 2015, your marketing plan should be laid in at least for first and second quarter. If they're not, it's okay, it's not the end of the world, but we have to be thinking about how we're going to market into next year and what's at our disposal to use. What, you know, where, if we don't have a big budget, which you opened up the show with,
right,
what kinds of things can I do as Joe Shoe Repair, for instance, that is going to set me apart from my competitors and let people know that I'm here and that I'm a viable shoe repairman that can help. So there's a lot of things that people can do from a marketing standpoint, especially obviously with YP, which is why I'm here, right, obviously from YP. So what specifics would you like me to talk about?
Well, I just want to also talk about the really importance of marketing, because people really have to understand today, Jeff, that folks don't really want to be sold to. They want to be educated, and you got to be there when people are ready to buy, right? That's why you have to really have a marketing plan, right?
Right, exactly. Because and again, I'll just keep using Joe's Shoe Repair as the example. My shoes may not be broken in January, but in March, they might have a sole that needs to be repaired, and I have to know that Joe is always going to be there for me and that he is there. And the best way to do that really is, obviously, people, when they go to find a shoe repair person, typically the old days would go through a phone book, right, which is the original search, by the
right,
way.
Exactly. Right? The original search is just going through that phone book.
Right. It's the original search, right, and you're just thumbing through the pages. Well, now it's a little more high-tech. And now people search by going to Yahoo, Google, or Bing. And what we do at YP is, and what's really important, is we make sure that Joe's Shoe Repair is accurate across all the different directories. Because there's Google, Yahoo, and Bing. And then what a lot of our small businesses don't know is there's about another 300 publishers out there /directories that also have information about Joe's Shoe Repair. And Joe needs to make sure that across the internet, all his information is correct, right? Because that's really his business card. I mean, the internet is the business card for Joe. And if he isn't consistent, right, you wouldn't hand out 10 different business cards with wrong phone numbers, right? You'd have the same phone number.
Right.
And small businesses need to think that way, that they have to be consistent across the internet, because if they're not, they could be losing customers, like, daily. So it's really important that is just the basics of marketing, right, is making sure that your phone number, your address, your name are all correct, and then store hours, directions. And a lot of people don't even take the time to do that. But guess what? It's free. Like, to do that, it's free to go in and see all your information and see what's wrong and what's inconsistent. So we always urge our businesses to at least take that step. Look, we do it for free for people. Is just look at the health of your business across the internet. Is it all consistent? Is it not consistent?
Right, and I know you kind of touched up on it a little bit, Jeff, but what roles do sites like YP play in the world of Google or Yahoo?
So what we do is we help, you know, we basically put customers in touch with businesses or put businesses in touch with customers. And the way that we do that is we could put a business, we could work with a business to get them on Google, get them on the front page of Google or Yahoo or Bing, and also on the front page of YP. And YP has 80 million unique visitors every month. And I'm talking about to the website and mobile app, not to the book. And that's what's really important. So we actually can help place you on the front page or second page of all of those engines. And that obviously is key, right?
It's a big thing.
People won't go past page two when they're doing a search for a business.
So, Jeff, you talked about mobile, and I just saw a statistic the other day that said that there are now more mobile searches being done than desktop searches. But the amazing thing is, what I have found is that 90% of small business owners still don't have a mobile-optimized website. Can you guys help with that?
Yeah, so we actually did, and you know, you bring up a really good point, and this is something that I urge all the listeners to, like, understand. You can't actually just not do anything now, right? It used to be a year ago with Google, Yahoo, and Bing. You can just say, look, I'm not going to make my mobile site, my web, mobile-friendly. I'm just not. I don't have the money. I don't have the time. And it was kind of no harm, no foul. Now you're actually penalized. So if Joe Shoe Repair's website is not mobile friendly, he's actually being penalized and will drop further down on all of the search engine pages. In fact, Google just last week, if you go and you look where it says mobile friendly, I mean, when you go into a search, the sites that are mobile friendly say mobile friendly. The sites that are not mobile friendly don't say anything. Most consumers are aware, and now, you know, it's a pain, right? When you go to a site and you can't, and you try to navigate through it and it's not mobile friendly. So what we do at YP is we help small to medium businesses take their site and make them mobile friendly. It's a service that we provide, and we do all the heavy lifting, really. Actually, there's nothing that a small business has to do. We handle it for them. But again, even if they don't work with YP on this, like, I would urge everybody to take a look at their site and make it mobile friendly. Of course, we'd love for them to work with us.
Sure,
to make
of course.
It mobile friendly. We're the experts in it. However, you can't just sit back and not do anything now. Now, not only is it not helping you, it's actually hurting you as a business because you're being dropped down on the search engine pages.
It's a really good point. Let's be very specific about what a mobile-friendly website is, because a lot of small business owners, Jeff, will say, yeah, someone can log on their mobile device and they can see my website. That's not what it is, right? It's really specific,
no,
website designed for mobile.
Exactly. It's we've all done it. We've all had the experience where we go to a site on our phone and it's like big, right? You get
That's
like
right. We're
one
pinching,
letter.
We're pulling.
Yeah.
We're, it's horrible.
Yeah. You get like, yeah, you get like just the J for Joe Shoe Repair.
That's right.
You don't get the entire name, and then you can't navigate it. So what a mobile-friendly site does is it really what we do is we'll take the site, the existing site, and we'll just configure it so it fits on a mobile phone. So it's extremely, and this is the key, right? Extremely easy for a consumer to go ahead and navigate, and that's the name of the game, right? If you're making a consumer jump through hoops to get to you, guess what they're going to do? They're going to go to Barry Shoe Repair, which is right under Joe's, because his site is mobile-friendly and it's much easier to navigate.
There's no question. Now, how can you help small businesses really evaluate where people are coming to their site for new leads?
Expand on that a little bit.
Well, I mean, one of the good things, really, I think about stuff that is digital these days, Jeff, is, you know, we never really knew if certain promotion or marketing or advertising, but now we really know if marketing really works, right? Because we can track it and we can test it, right?
Yeah. So we have now I got your question. Okay. We have a robust back-end dashboard that actually any one of our customers can go in, and when I say a customer, I mean our small and medium businesses that are working with YP, they can go on and they can see anything they want to know about the activity on their site that YP built for them.
Right.
And that's number of visitors, number of unique visitors, time on the site, how many clicks through, how many deep pages deep did they go. We provide, and not only do we provide that information, we actually have kind of concierge. We have someone that works with the business.
Right.
And helps them navigate through the dashboard. Because again, small to medium business, right? If I'm a butcher, I know how to cut meat, I know how to buy meat. I don't know the internet.
Exactly.
So
Jeff, I got to leave it there because we're
on your...
Right, we got to end this segment. Where can people learn more about YP if they're a small business?
They can go to YP.com or YPAppSolutions.com.
Right. Thanks. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Jeremy Scott, taking a look at your roadways, Bedford Park. Watch out for some police activity on Cicero between 67th and 63rd. If you're traveling through the south side, CTA Green Line work shuts down Cermak between State and Wabash. This lasts until about noon. You'll want to take Roosevelt as your alternate, but also watch out on Roosevelt. Reports of a vehicle into a building just west of Western Avenue. We're seeing no delays on any of the expressways at this time. You're looking clear on anywhere you need to go. This is in spite of all the road work that's taking place, including outbound Kennedy, where the left lane is closed from Cumberland to the O'Hare Extension until 8 a.m. Also on the Dan Ryan outbound, where the right express lane and two left local lanes are closed from Garfield to 63rd till 7 a.m. AM 560 weather. Right now it's cloudy across the board, 36 at O'Hare, 39 Midway, 37 at the Lewis Airport. Next update in 15 minutes.
We have to accept it now. The President of the United States can't say the words Muslim and terrorist in the same sentence. He wants to pretend that there are extremists all over the world and only a few are Muslims. He wants to claim that these terrorists are not really Muslim. They just want to use the religion of peace for their own evil purposes. When you fail to identify the enemy, how can you ever defeat him? AM 560, The Answer.
Mandy, how are you? So I heard you and Kyla started your own yoga studio. Congrats.
Hi, Janice. Yeah, we've been talking about starting our own business for years. It's called Sunlight Yoga. You should definitely come check it out.
Wow, yeah, I definitely will. So are you two a partnership or LLC or what?
Well, we really don't have any official organization like that. We are just a small business.
Well, yeah, but aren't you afraid of someone getting hurt at your studio? You don't want to be personally liable for that, do you?
Well, no, I guess I haven't really thought about that.
Speaking from my own experience starting my own interior decorating company, there are so many things you have to figure out when it comes to starting your own business.
Maybe you're right. Do you know any good lawyers?
Sure. Saper Law Offices. They specialize in this kind of law. They can help you form your business organization, register your trademark, and draft all of your contracts and agreements you'll need to set up your business for success.
For able and experienced small business lawyers and affordable, accessible legal services, call Saper Law Offices at 312-527-4100 or visit Saper Law at saperlaw.com.
Hello, and welcome to our annual company event celebrating all of our end-of-the-year achievements. We'd like to start out by saying thank you for making this such a great year.
Are you planning a company event on a budget? Events come in all shapes and sizes, from drop-off meeting catering and luncheons to cocktail receptions and plated dinner ceremonies. At Tasty Catering, no matter what size or type of event you're hosting, they understand that you want it to be simple to plan, completely within budget, and a huge success. Professionals across the Chicagoland area agree. Partnering with Tasty Catering consistently brings them high-quality catering and service that always matches those needs. For the most valuable, high-quality catering in the area, Chicago chooses Tasty Catering. View their menus and more when you visit tastycatering.com. That's tastycatering.com.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
This is Daniel Maltz, your co-host. Short on cash and your business going into the new year? Forget about asking the banks. There are a lot of new sources out there. Here to help us wade through the choices is John Parisi.
John is currently the head of customer marketing with Kabbage. Kabbage is a leading online provider of small business loans. They have pioneered the first financial services data and technology platform to provide funding to small businesses in less than 7 minutes. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
7 minutes. That's fantastic. I can have a loan by dinner.
You could, in fact.
So more and more people today are not going to banks really to get the money they need. Tell us about some of the choices that are available for small business owners post-Great Recession.
Well, I mean, I think you're absolutely right. More and more businesses are finding that going to banks is not the best option for them in terms of finding capital that's going to be the most flexible for them. And at Kabbage, what we've done is really build an extremely fast, extremely easy platform to provide that capital. And I'm specifically referring to lines of credit for small businesses. And so when I say it's fast and easy, I'm talking both in terms of applying and then once you're a customer, getting the cash. So you mentioned it, the application process literally takes minutes. And once you get access to that line of credit, you can get cash immediately. And
so, John, let me interrupt you a second because I want to differentiate between getting a loan and getting a line of credit because there really is a difference. If you can explain that up front.
Absolutely. Sure. So what we provide to our customers is a line of credit. So versus a traditional loan, which is looking at your business at a one point in time and telling you how much money you qualify for. What we do is we look at sort of a real-time performance of your business, and we give you a line of credit that you can draw from if and when you're ready to draw from it. So that cash is available to you when you need it and when you feel like it's the right time for your business.
And so what is usually the credit line usually based on?
So really it's based on the real-time performance of your business, and that was one of the things that really differentiated us, Kabbage, from the traditional bank loan. So we're looking at more than just your credit history, but we're looking at your business activity as a whole. So we'll look at things like your average sales, your years in business. And so really all you need to do when you complete your application with us is it's really three simple steps. So you enter in some basic information about your business, where you're located, how many years you've been in business, and then you link the services you do business with. So, and this is all online, so you can link basically your checking account, the payment processor. If your business sells online, you can link your eBay or your Amazon account. And so you link the account really where your whichever service contains the most revenue transactions for you. And then you provide some final information about yourself in that final step, and then we determine how much you qualify for.
And so you're saying that this process really takes only 7 minutes?
Yes, it does. It's incredibly easy. So what's kind of cool about Kabbage is that we've really brought technology in to simplify and make the process of getting a loan extremely simple. So the paperwork that you might find in a bank when you go in there to get a loan, that can be very cumbersome, and oftentimes many of our customers find that banks turn them away. And so by bringing in technology and making that process simple, it makes the whole process of getting a loan very quick. So when you're linking those services with us, you're just basically providing your login information to those services that you're using to run your business day in and day out. And once you do that, that tells us a lot about your business, and that tells us how much you can qualify for. And so it really does take just minutes.
Right. John, now what role does the owner's personal credit score actually play?
Well, that's part of the equation, and that's part of the secret sauce that we have behind the scenes in terms of our algorithm, but it's not the only thing is what we're saying. And so we're really kind of looking at your business as a whole, how many customers you have, what type of revenue you're bringing in on a monthly basis. And we're going to be tracking that over time, too. So if your business starts to improve and you do better, you're going to get an increase in your line of credit. So it's a really an ongoing process, and it kind of represents sort of the model we bring in terms of wanting to partner with our customers.
And so
over
how
a much longer period.
How much, really, John, does it really count on the receivables or the hard assets the business has versus the cash flow?
Well, that depends on the business, of course. I mean, it also depends on when you actually want to draw from your line of credit. So when you get that line of credit from Kabbage, it's totally up to you if and when you're ready to use it. And so we have a lot of customers who come to us, I would say, you know, I want to get a loan today because I have a major expense coming up that I want to be covered for, or I want to, you know, invest in a huge marketing campaign. So they have a really clear focus of when they want to use that cash. And then there's a lot of customers, too, that qualify, and they just sort of want to use it as a rainy day. They want to use it to have that security that they know they have that cash available if, you know, there's some hard times that they happen to come upon.
Now, what are the rates for these lines of credit?
So the rates, and I should be pretty clear, we don't actually charge interest rates, but rather we have a monthly fee structure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So each time you draw from your line of credit, it's treated as an agreement between you and Cabbage, and each loan has a six-month payback period, and those fees are assessed each month. And those fees will range between 1% and 13.5% for the first 2 months of that loan, and then 1% for the remaining 4 months. And then every month for that course of the 6 months, you pay back 1/6 of your total loan plus that monthly fee. Everything is laid out very, very plainly, very clearly. There's nothing hidden. There's no hidden fees. And actually, if you go to our website, right from the homepage, you can actually see a payment schedule. There's like a little sliding calculator, and you can see if you took out a loan, how much you'd pay back and what those expected fees would be. And I should note, too, that one of the huge benefits for us is that we have no early payment fees. So if you pay off that loan in 2 months, then you don't pay the fees for the remainder of that period. And most of our customers right now are paying off their loans in about month 3 or 4.
So we're talking with John Parisi from Cabbage.com. So, John, some of the numbers that you mentioned, the rates are actually pretty high compared to if I would borrow from a bank. So people really have to make sure they use this capital smartly, right?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And I would say the conversation isn't usually about rates with us, but it's really about ROI. And it's about that security you get from the line of credit. So, I mean, we have a customer who took basically a line from us. They waited to use that loan until they were ready. It's actually a really cool company that I was kind of referring to, that they develop custom belts, and they develop they design and sell these belts online. So basically what they did is they struggled to find funding before us. They found the process to be ridiculously fast, and they had trouble with banks in the past. But they used Cabbage to purchase inventory and manage their cash flow. And for the first 5 months since taking their loan, they actually increased their sales by 60%.
Wow.
So it's we have a lot of success stories like that. And for a lot of customers, that fee structure works really well for them because they know that they can take that money from us, invest it back in their business, and make that money back really quickly.
So that would be great. You can send a couple of those belts over to the studio, Daniel. I'm sure we'd like to try them on, right?
Oh, yeah.
I love that you guys, you know, you're the name of this program is Business Insanity, and I love that because there's so many kind of fun, quirky, cool small businesses that we get to work with day in and day out and stuff like that. I mean, there's another company that basically sells a subscription sock service, kind of like a Dollar Shave Club, but for socks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sure.
Same thing. They tried getting a bank loan, and they had trouble getting that. And then with Cabbage, they were able to get that cash. They were able to double the size of their product offering. They moved to a different warehouse. They upgraded their computer system. And so they loved having access to that cash because when they were ready to grow, they were able to get that cash right away. And they didn't have to sacrifice any of their advertising budget.
Right.
And they've seen pretty steady revenue growth since.
Right. Now, John, I'm really interested. What's the average loan size that you guys give out?
So I would say it depends on the customer, right? But the average loan that customers draw from us is around $6,000.
Okay.
But that can really vary. I mean, our lines of credit extend all the way up to $100,000. And there's some customers that will take all $100,000.
Wow.
And then there are certain customers that will take much smaller loans, but on a much more frequent basis.
Right.
Well, certainly a great alternative for small businesses. John, thanks for being on the show. You can reach John and look for a loan at www.cabbage.com. That's K-A-B-B-A-G-E.com. We'll be right back. We're helping you getting your small business unstuck. This is AM 560, The Answer.
Ever since the November election, we watched the president of this country push us harder and harder to the left. Let's release more terrorists at Gitmo. Let's get everybody across our border, then take care of them once they're here. Let's continue to decimate the military, even as terrorists are on the rise. Let's say we're going to wipe out ISIS, when in fact, we're merely pretending to play that game. What are we going to do about it? Keep listening to this station. We'll get the answer. AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Gary Baumgarten. Officials estimate the crowd at 6 million. Pope Francis in Manila celebrating Mass in the city's largest park. The Pope expressing special concern for impoverished children.
We need to care for our young people, not allowing them to be robbed of hope and condemned to the life on the streets.
At one point, the cops had to push some in the crowd back as they surged toward the pontiff. Nukes in Iran near the top of the agenda at the White House.
The U.S. and its allies want reassurances Iran isn't trying to build a nuclear bomb, offering sanctions relief in return.
Fox News Radio's Simon Owen, but there's bipartisan opposition on Capitol Hill to easing restrictions. Terrorism concerns continue in Europe, troops deployed in Belgium, some of them guarding Jewish institutions. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Jeremy Scott, taking a look at the roadways. South Side's ETA Green Line work shuts down Cermak between Clark and Wabash until noon. Use Roosevelt as your alternate. Also, Green Line trains are not operating in either direction between Roosevelt and the 35th Bronzeville stop until noon. This is all due to construction of the new Cermak McCormick Place stop. And red light trains are being rerouted to the elevated tracks in the southbound direction between Fullerton and Cermak Chinatown. On the expressway is one problem, and that's the Edens outbound near Dundee where cars hit a tree. Traffic is sponsored by the Foundation for a Better Life. While many rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. Mahatma Gandhi reached out with the strength he cultivated within his soul. Soul, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. AM 560 weather, cloudy right now all around the area. 36 at O'Hare, 39 at Midway, and 35 at Lewis Airport. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Have a great idea for a business, but not sure where to start? Turn your dream into a reality. Visit startwithsage.com to access business planning tools, templates, and other helpful resources. Soon you'll feel the pride of ownership that every small business owner gets to experience. You can do it, and Sage is here to help you along the way. Start turning your great idea into a small business. Visit startwithsage.com today.
As a small business owner, you wake every morning feeling like you're on a never-ending hamster wheel. Your energy and interest are waning. You've tried many things to turn your business around, but you failed. You and your business are literally stuck. You keep looking for that magic bullet that will be the tipping point to take it to the next level. Sound familiar? You're not alone, and help is on the way. Read Barry's new book, How to Get Unstuck, 25 Ways to Get Your Business Growing Again. It reveals the 25 most common reasons why companies get stuck and how to fix them. Go to BarryMoltz.com.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance, workers' comp, 401k, Human resources and compliance issues take up so much time. How about joining Tandem's powerful network of over 10,000 employees for health insurance, including a privately pooled plan with Humana and Blue Cross? If you're concerned about hiring and recruiting the best talent or concerned how the Affordable Care Act fits into your business, then call Tandem HR.
You'll have peace of mind knowing that Tandem is one of only 26 PEOs in the country that's fully bonded. Tandem's unbundled billing shows you exactly what you're paying for. Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Welcome back. You know, you and I are very much alike. During my many years of running my own company, I had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar to you? You know, it was especially difficult for me since my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering to them. Secondly, and probably most importantly, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stock business literally was sucking the life out of me. This was not exactly the way that I thought my business would turn out after reading all of those books. Well, it's kind of normal, sort of. During the life cycle of every single business owner, they get stuck from time to time. Do any of these things sound familiar? Take a listen. Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few new leads to customers coming in, and customers keep just fading away. You're burned out and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family is starting to suffer as well. You got to get off the roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride this entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be like that. I've had my ups and downs, and I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving your business forward. Over the years, I have worked with hundreds of corporations and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout the decades of running my own businesses, I've identified six major areas where almost every small business inevitably gets stuck. This is the year that your business gets unstuck. As you journey through my breakthrough training series, I'm going to show you fast and easy and permanent solutions to get unstuck. Each module includes a guided PowerPoint presentation, a voice recording of me presenting this materials in front of a live audience, downloadable lesson notes, downloadable homework assignments, and audio recordings of the 100 best of Business Insanity Talk Radio over the last 5 years. Whether you learn best by watching, listening, or reading, there is a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action of moving forward. There are six steps to a better business. This is what I'm going to guarantee you throughout this course. First module is about find new customers and grow the ones you got. You know the drill. When business is booming, you ignore sales and marketing. And then business slows down. And as a result, you go do sales and marketing. This is a hamster wheel to nowhere. Your business remains flatline and stuck as long as you stay on what I call the double helix treadmill. I'll show you how to grow your business by tossing out the old paradigms and traditional sales techniques through my easy-to-follow, step-by-step guide. I'm going to show you how to increase the revenue of your business without ever having to sell again. Module number two is finding money to manage your business. Because guess what? It's already there. As a small business owner, there's a great joke. It says, I sleep like a baby. I go to bed early and wake up at midnight screaming my head off. Does that sound familiar? Cash flow keeps a lot of small business owners up at night. We've all felt the crunch of following the Great Recession. Cash flow has slowed to a trickle. Bank financing is almost impossible. And customers, well, they're just taking longer to pay their bills. I have found that only 5% of small business owners actually understand the secrets to overcoming the cash crunch. Learning this module will always have cash to run your business. Module number three, building a team that lasts. One of the most difficult elements of growing a business is hiring and then holding on to the right employees. A good rule of thumb is to be slow to hire and quick to fire. Unfortunately, not many business owners follow this advice. Instead, they hire the first person that fits the role. Then when the employee doesn't work out, they hesitate to fire them, no matter how many team members think they are incompetent. I'm going to show you how to effectively hire, train, manage, and fire people to maximize the leverage in your business. Module number 4, customer service is the new marketing. While this may surprise you, the truth is that customer service is your biggest marketing tool. In this age of social media, traditional advertising really has become meaningless, and people are looking for earned media based on buyers' recommendations. In this module, I'll teach you how to create an effective customer service manifesto so your customer can be served at every level of your organization. Module number 5, you got to break that social media addiction. It's no secret. The World Wide Web can be a worldwide waste of time. Most small businesses have no idea what they're doing. I'll show you how to make sure you use social media as your new marketing voodoo. Module number 6, the real trick to all of this is boosting your productivity. Recent studies have indicated that multitasking can cause brain damage. At the very least, it prevents you from doing what you do best. It certainly doesn't allow you to get things done effectively. You see, here's the thing. Your employees will mimic the way you work. You could soon have a team filled with inefficient, multitasking workers all running around chasing their tails. Get the picture. I'm going to uncover ways to get more done in half the time. I'm going to make sure that you're productive, not just busy. If you want to be part of this wonderful program, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the special value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price. You'll learn the exact steps you need to take today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Jeremy Scott, taking a look at the roadways. New problems on the west side. Hearing about a serious accident with injuries at North just west of Keeler. On the south side, police activity still blocks off the intersection of 95th and Cottage Grove. Use King or 87th as your alternate. If you're inbound on the Kennedy, you're jammed from Harlem all the way into the O'Hare Extension with the left lane closed near Cumberland Fort Construction. It's 10 to Montrose, 25 out to O'Hare. Express lanes are 8. Eisenhower inbound still jam-packed from Ashland into the Burn Circle Interchange, 31 in from Thorndale, 18 from Mannheim back out, just tight, actually now just clear. Dan Ryan inbound jam from 18th into the Burn Circle, 18 minutes from 95th into downtown. And if you're on 57 inbound, you're about a car into the ditch. AM 560 weather, right now it's 38 at O'Hare, 40 at Midway, 38 at Waukegan. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Your business is stuck. It's not where you thought it would be after starting it so many years ago. You're not making the money you need. Some of the reasons, it's stuck. You let today's emergencies dictate your plan. You take dangerous risks instead of calculated actions. Your customers can't find you when they're ready to buy. Your fear of rejection stops you from selling. Maybe you stop marketing as soon as your revenue increases. You hate your customers. You only hire employees who are weaker than you. Maybe you allow lousy employees to overstay their welcome. You think your business is only about growing sales. Learn the 25 most common reasons why companies get stuck and how to fix them in Barry's new book, How to Get Unstuck, 25 Ways to Get Your Business Growing Again. Go to barrymoltz.com. Pick up the book. Learn the 25 most common reasons why companies get stuck and how to fix them. Get Barry's new book, How to Get Unstuck, 25 Ways to Get Your Business Growing Again. Go to barrymoltz.com.
Are you tired of being overweight? Do you struggle with food cravings? Do you get tired during the day? Do you have problems sleeping at night? Do you exercise but still find it hard to lose weight? Have you tried every new diet out there? Does your body look and metabolize like everyone else's?
Of course it doesn't. So you don't need a one-size-fits-all diet. You have individual needs. It's time you had some individual answers for your weight loss concerns. If you're ready for some answers, then go to LincolnParkWeightLoss.com and register for a free weight loss seminar from Errant Healthcare. They'll teach you how to finally lose weight and keep it off. Seating is limited at each seminar, so go to LincolnParkWeightLoss.com now or call 312-640-2020 to register for this free informative weight loss seminar brought to you by Dr. Richard Arendt at Lincoln Park Weight Loss. Visit LincolnParkWeightLoss.com now or call 312-640-2020.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz now on AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back. Joining today is my co-host, Daniel Maltz.
So one of your best employees just quit and you're afraid that they'll take your best customers and employees. But wait, you had them sign a non-compete when they started. So you think you'll be okay, but can non-compete agreements really be enforced?
Well, we're fortunate enough here to help today is Yasir Ballou, who's a member of the bar in both Florida and California. He also serves as the president of the Florida Muslim Bar Association and also serving his third two-year term as administrative judge for Miami-Dade County's Commission on Human Rights. Yasir, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barry. It's a pleasure.
So, you know, one of the things that small business owners always do is, because they're trying to protect themselves, they have them sign this long non-compete. So when the employee either quits or gets fired, they can't compete with them. How does that usually work?
Well, there are several things that the employer needs to meet in order to be able to enforce those things. Usually employers try to overreach, and so most states provide for something called a blue pencil. And basically what that means is that the judge can actually narrow the terms of the non-compete based on the certain circumstances of the case.
So this whole idea of the blue pencil, it means that we really shouldn't go in there with an incredibly long document to try to cover us in every situation that actually works against the small business owner, you're saying.
Yeah, that's right. It should be narrowly construed and narrowly tailored to the specific job that the employee is involved in. If it's a general boilerplate, it's usually going to be either blue penciled or stricken altogether.
So, Yasir, what is the maximum time that a non-compete agreement can be for?
Usually, in almost every state in the country, it's 2 years.
Okay.
And so then do we really have to narrow it down? So for example, we should say it should be in a given geography and really only cover these areas of a business?
Yeah, exactly. One example is if you have a pest control business and the employee does inside home pest control, but your non-compete covers commercial pest control as well, that's probably overbroad because he never did commercial pest control while he was with you. So that's an example of how narrow the non-compete should be.
And what about in geography? Does that ever work?
Geography, also the same thing. If your business is in multiple counties in one state, but that employee only worked for you in one county and now wants to compete against you in another county, it's usually going to be permitted.
And so how do you advise small business owners actually to draft these agreements so they don't get into a lot of trouble and they actually can use it to limit competition from former employees?
Rule of thumb is don't try to overreach. You're trying to protect what this employee can do to harm your business by going to a competitor and sharing specific knowledge. So the rule of thumb should be that think about what this employee does and don't overreach. Just prohibit this employee from doing exactly this same thing with a competitor who is in the same general area. It doesn't have to be necessarily across the street, but it should be relatively close in the same city, same county. You can't prohibit them from going out of state or going, you know, two counties away to work.
So what if my employee tries to steal my customers? What can I do about that?
That actually is, even if you don't have an agreement, that's covered by most states and most laws under the trade secret protections. So that's something that's covered even whether you have an agreement or not. If you have an agreement, it makes it a little bit better because then you may be able to recover things like attorney's fees or maybe able to have more leverage because you have this document in writing that specifies what are your trade secrets. If you have evidence that the employee is stealing trade secrets, the first thing you obviously would do is, through an attorney, the business would file a lawsuit and try to seek a temporary injunction to stop the employee from doing any further damage until the whole mess is sorted out. Then you can litigate the issue if necessary. But usually by that point, employees give in and agree that they won't share your information any further.
So the biggest question comes up, Yasir, where really is that line? Because there's a lot of sales leads that are really available through public information. Is it that someone took that company's database, or how do things get decided?
Yeah, trade secrets can be a number of different things, but it becomes murky, especially with long-time employees. Let's say you have an employee that's been working for you for 10 years, and he decides to leave. Well, there are courts that have said, well, he has customers that he has personal relationships with.
Mm-hmm.
That's not necessarily a trade secret, because those are his personal relationships that he can sort of cultivate further through another business. And so that's where it becomes tricky. It's really easy, though, if you can show that, look, he's undercutting our prices, and the only reason he's able to do that is because he knew what our price structure was. Or he's undercutting a business model, and the only reason he's able to do that is because he knew exactly what our business model was. So those are things that really become stronger pieces of evidence. The biggest problem with trying to prove that a former employee is stealing your customer is you need a customer to be able to testify to that. And that becomes tough because customers don't want to get in the middle of that.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, is every state different?
Every state is different in relation to non-competes, but most states agree that trade secrets are protected.
Yes, sir. This is really important information, because I find so many times that the small business owner really depends on that non-compete really working. So we're going to be right back with more information from Yasir Ballou. He's an attorney both in Florida and in California. This is AM 560, The Answer. Stay tuned.
My ex-boyfriend created a fake Facebook profile and posted naked pictures of me.
One of my business competitors posted a completely fabricated and financially ruinous Yelp review about my business.
One of my opponents for county chair outright lied in an online interview and said that I cheated on my husband.
Don't be a victim of social media defamation. Get help and fight back. Call Saper Law Offices at 312-527-4100 or visit Saper Law at saperlaw.com.
As a small business owner, you wake every morning feeling like you're on a never-ending hamster wheel. Your energy and interest are waning. You've tried many things to turn your business around, but you've failed. You and your business are literally stuck. You keep looking for that magic bullet that will be the tipping point to take it to the next level. Sound familiar? You're not alone. And help is on the way. Read Barry's new book, How to Get Unstuck, 25 Ways to Get Your Business Growing Again. It reveals the 25 most common reasons why companies get stuck and how to fix them. Go to BarryMoltz.com.
Hey, Jeff, man, you look refreshed.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm finally done stressing about my company's technical issues. I went all in with Turnkey IT.
That's why you look so relaxed?
Sure. All in with Turnkey IT was the best resolution I've ever made. I got brand new, brand name equipment for my office. That's new computers, servers, cloud usage, support, the whole nine. Now I can focus on my business while Turnkey takes care of the technical stuff.
That sounds like a huge undertaking.
Nah, Turnkey IT did their diagnosis seamlessly and installed all new equipment right away. And it's all covered with warranties, help desk, and on-site support. So if anything breaks, Turnkey fixes it until 2019. And it was affordable.
Wow. Well, congrats to the first resolution you'll keep.
Stop procrastinating and get a fresh start with Turnkey IT today. Visit turnkey.pro and go all in for your company's IT needs. Visit turnkey.pro today.
If you're all in at the bar, I'm all in for a beer.
Cheers.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560, The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Welcome back. Well, we're talking about non-compete agreements, and are they really enforceable? To help with us is our attorney, Yasir Ballou, who's a member of the bar in both Florida and the California bar. So, Yasir, one of the things I think that's very interesting is that a lot of times employers will incent employees to sign a non-compete agreement by promising them something, and that can get the employer in trouble when that employee eventually leaves, right?
Yeah. If promising like an incentive program or a bonus program, and that's the exchange you're making is, okay, if you sign the non-compete, I'll give you a certain bonus program or an incentive program, and then you don't come through on your promise, that non-compete is no longer enforceable.
And so I find also a lot of people, when they're worried that an employee might quit or they're going to get fired, really, really quickly they have them sign a non-compete. That's probably a bad idea too, right?
Yeah, that's a. I mean, there are judges that are going to see right through that, and those are tactics that judges hate to see.
Yeah, sir. I hear that California is one of the most difficult states for an employer. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, most states in the country presume that non-competes, if you know, within certain restrictions, are generally valid. California starts with the exact opposite presumption. California starts with the presumption that non-competes, all non-competes are invalid,
right,
unless they meet certain criteria. So you're already starting off on a foot where if you're going in front of a judge, the judge's primary concern is, okay, this non-compete must be invalid unless it has very specifically set forth certain specific things. And so that's the sort of the hurdle that you start out with. So you're always on the losing end in California in terms,
right,
of that.
So we got a lot of folks, a lot of small business owners listening in California. Is there anything they can do to really protect themselves, or just assume that don't even bother with a non-compete if you've got a company in California?
Yeah, it's very tough to get a non-compete enforced. What I would focus on in California is doing a non-disclosure and non-circumvention, mm-hmm, type of agreement where you're preventing the employee from using your trade secrets and also from soliciting current employees to go with them to other businesses. Things like that you can protect in California. Non-competes are generally just not going to be enforceable for the most part. So it's better not even to bother.
Well, last question I had for you, Yasir, was this really becomes losing your data or your customers, your prospect list, really becomes a real issue for small business owners because since everything's electronically, it's real easy to do. You can walk out just on a thumb drive, right? So really quickly, in the 30 seconds we have left, what can small business owners do to protect themselves legally?
Well, there's a new act called the Computer Fraud Abuse Act. It's a federal law that is being used as a great tool by employers to keep their employees from doing anything like that. And I would highly recommend that you look into that. And when you sign your non-disclosure agreements with your employees, make sure that that's referenced in there.
Well, yeah, sir, I appreciate you being on the show. Where can people get in touch with you if they're in Florida or California?
Easiest way would be Twitter at Yasir Ballou, or my email address is Yasir, Y-A-S-I-R, at corp.com.
Yasir, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
And thanks again for joining us on Business Insanity Talk Radio. I want to thank our sponsors, Sage One and Nixtiva, and I want to thank my co-host, Daniel Maltz.
Absolutely.
And special thanks to our booking producer, Sarah Schaffron, of course, our producer behind the glass, Debbie. If you're serious about getting your business unstuck this year, give me a call, 773-935-5181. Or you can reach me at barry@maltz.com. Or better yet, go to www.barrymaltz.com/unstuck. Isn't this the year, 2015, where you're going to move your business ahead and make the money you deserve? Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a very profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymaltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.